You may remember the elaborate and spectacular ceremonies at last year's Olympic Games in China. The country may yet outdo itself for the 60th anniversary of the founding of Communist China. The big day, known as National Day, is October 1st. The main event will be a massive parade through the streets of Beijing. NPR's Anthony Kuhn sent us this postcard about the ongoing preparations.
China's newest battle tanks, intercontinental ballistic missiles, and self-propelled howitzers roll through the streets heading for the parade rehearsal. Legions of schoolchildren in spangled costumes, who have sweated through weeks of rehearsals, wait to join the rest of the 200,000 marchers in the big parade. Local residents snap pictures from behind police cordons. Beijingers are used to making way for official events. But this is a maximum security celebration like no other. Television news has announced that no kite flying is allowed for several weeks. No blimps, model airplanes, or carrier pigeons either, apparently because they might interfere with the military jets flying over the parade. Residents living along the parade route have been warned not to invite guests over during the event or even watch the rehearsals from their windows or balconies. Much of central Beijing has been locked down during rehearsals on weekends during the past month. At one intersection, Zhang Juanwen and her friend are stuck holding their suitcases behind police cordons. The police won't let my friend in to stay with me because she's from out of town, Zhang explains. Personally, she says, I think the whole parade is unnecessary. Nearby, several residents are arguing with a policeman to let them pass the cordon and go home. Suddenly, the policeman loses his cool. Are you a Chinese or not? He snaps. Don't you have any patriotic enthusiasm? Inconveniences aside, many Beijingers are looking forward to the celebration. Among them is Railroad Ministry employee Liu Zongyi, who's out watching the tanks. Last year's Olympics, he says, was like throwing a party for the whole world. But this year's National Day is more of an in-house affair.
We are not trying to proclaim something to other countries. This is simply our own affair. It's not about flaunting our wealth or military power. Chinese are humble and inward-looking.
Li Shiwen, an employee of Beijing's culture department, sees it differently. He thinks China is reconsidering its low profile on the world stage.
Now that we've got power, we've started talking tougher. We dare to speak up where we didn't before. We used to espouse humility and harmoniousness, but that's changing. It's not so we can bully others, but so that we can be treated as equals and not be bullied ourselves.
Most folks here agree that the parade is intended to boost patriotism and morale at home. But the idea that any message or event can be strictly for domestic consumption these days seems like a holdover from the pre-internet age. I arrive home to the sound of fireworks. In the distance, I catch the final refrain of the patriotic song, Ode to the Motherland, which predicts that, from now on, we're headed for prosperity, wealth, and power. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.